The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on the Kingery.
I saw something.
And I bet you wish you hadn't.
What happened at the brothel?
Didn't I expect?
He's a handsome one. I didn't think older men were your prerogative.
They're not.
It's not like Roberts to keep me waiting.
You're gonna have to play it quietly and slowly.
Boss. New guy? Is that you?
It's about the one who called us wrenches. The bullets were flying, and the tables were being flipped over, and the jawbone in his neck.
Jawbone!
Did my conversations with you have any meaning whatsoever? Because they had a great deal of meaning to me. The only words I want to hear from you right now are the ones that explain what you did with Rose.
I didn't do nothing, honest. It was the cop, boss.
You killed a cop? You stupid son of a... You have no idea what you've done!
I take it you heard.
I hear everything.
So do I.
Next time, don't take Jawbone. This is the new girl.
Her name's Vivian.
I'm sorry.
You okay, man?
Man?
Yeah. You okay?
I'm a man?
Tithia, you're going to be late.
I'm coming.
Tithia, this is the third time you've been late this week. I simply cannot be taking time out of my very busy schedule to be taking you to school. You see, now you've missed the shuttle. It is 8:47. You know the shuttle is never late.
I'm sorry, Dad. I went into the office to look for my history paper. It wasn't in my bag. But then... I found these, and...
What? Oh, those. I must have left them out the other night.
The other night, Dad? When you told me you were working late? These are SOL schematics, Dad. Overrides for the safety protocols.
Tithia, I really don't know what you...
Don't lie to me! You did something. To someone. Someone at SOL, didn't
you? Tithia, your accusations are truly wild and unruly at this point, and I don't think we should be discussing this.
Oh, of course not. Because Tithia can't handle it. Because Tithia doesn't understand.
Young lady, you must understand that because your mother and I both work here, you cannot be privy to every detail. It is absolutely unnecessary and could jeopardize your health and your future.
Stop! Just spare me the dramatics.
Your safety is not dramatics. Your life is not dramatics. You cannot understand what it is like to work under Mr. Arkell.
No, of course not. Because I'm too young. I'm not stupid, Dad. How could you do this? I mean, I know Mom is, but you?
Tithia, please. Let me take you to school. Please.
I'll catch the 0900 shuttle. Stay away from me for now, please.
Oh dear.
Thanks for coming down to help out.
No, of course.
It's kind of hard to get good leverage under these sinks.
Be careful. Don't hurt yourself.
Well, usually Prop would help me with this stuff. But he hasn't been by. I think he's really mad he missed that table game.
Am I giving you too much to do?
What? Oh, no. We didn't really have a whole lot to do before you came, anyway. I mean, with the maintenance schedule we drew up, we usually fix stuff before it failed, you know? But some of the fixtures are original, like from before the Kingery was built.
Huh. That'd explain why the plumbing is all so old, but the buildings look new.
Well, not all of the plumbing is old. You should really take a look at the plans. There's a set rolled up in the maintenance closet.
Really? I've never seen him.
Well, have you seen that big piece of red pipe that's bolted to the wall?
Yeah. By the cleaning supplies?
Yeah. They're in there.
Oh, I have to take a look at them then.
Ow!
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's nothing. You know, if you hold the wrench up at the top, I could probably... Huh?
Hey, wrench!
Jawbone? What happened to you?
Somehow, the boss found out about what happened. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
Jawbone, you're not thinking clearly. Everyone could hear the gunshots.
Yeah, well, I feel like I should be blaming someone. Someone like you.
Jawbone, come on. You're in no shape to be doing anything right now. Go to Debbie's. Have a drink.
I don't want to go to Debbie's. I hate shenanigans. Those girls, they're always all over you. It's not real. They're not real. You, though, you're real. Real pretty. Nice.
Let go of my arm.
You see, I like that. Kind of feisty. That's real. Do you get what I'm saying, Wrench?
Jawbone, she's right. Why don't you go sleep it off?
I ain't drunk!
Oh! No one said that you were.
You think you know more than me, Wrench? You think you're better than me?
Oh, no, Jawbone. Of course not.
Call me sir!
No, Jawbone, sir. Now, please, I just need Julie to finish working on this.
She shouldn't be working on that. She's too pretty. Pretty girls shouldn't be working in places like this.
That hurts.
Yeah? Good. That makes two of us hurting. Three of us, I guess. Ain't that right, Wrench?
Jawbone, as Julie's superior, I must ask that you unhand her immediately. I will not allow you to treat one of my workers like that.
I don't answer to you, Wrench. Come on, Julie.
Where are we going?
Jawbone, you're going to have to go through me if you expect to take Julie. And I will definitely have to let the boss know about this.
You don't have to let the boss know nothing. You got me?
Yes, Jawbone, sir, the boss. He doesn't have to know.
Yeah, that's right. And if he does know something, then you're going to be missing something, Wrench. Maybe an arm, maybe a leg, or maybe your head's going to accidentally come off the top of your shoulders. Got it?
Yeah, I got it. But I'm not letting you leave with Julie. Let her go.
Well, if you won't let me leave, I guess I'll have to do something about you.
Hook! Let me go, Jawbone.
Nah, he's just knocked out. I do it all the time. He's fine. Don't worry about it. Now let's go. Bye-bye, Wrench.
Yeah? Oh. Hi, Tithia. How are you?
Fine, Mr. Arkell.
You can call me Tommy, hon.
Tommy?
Looking for your mom? She was here not too long ago.
No, actually, I wanted to talk to you.
Sure. What do you need? School going okay?
Yeah, school's fine. I've been doing a lot of thinking lately. Things have been complicated. I want to do something. I want to help. I want in.
You want in? What do you mean you want in?
Well, I know that my mom works for you.
Well, between you and me, there are really no official records of that.
Well, right. And I want to work for you, too. Unofficially.
Tithia. Come on, you're a good kid. You don't want to get mixed up in all of this. You've got a bright future ahead of you. You got school. You got your parents. You've got the best of both worlds here. Now what? Is it about money? Do you need some books or something?
No, I don't need books. I don't need money. I'm just... tired. Tired of always being on the outside looking in. Tired of being pushed aside.
I know that feeling. I know that look. I was like you a long time ago. On the outside looking in. Trying to figure out how to get respect. How to get power.
Mr. Arkell, Tommy. I'm sure I could help. I'm really good with numbers. I could help with the books.
There aren't any books. Not here, anyway. All right, well, let me think. Nothing too hard. Something you'd be good at. I got it. I've got a job just for you.
You do?
Yeah, I do. A nice, unsuspecting young girl like you. You can probably get into places where my boys can't go.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably could.
Okay. Here. In this bag, there's a small package. I want you to deliver it. Bring it down to Docking Station G. You know where that is, right?
Yeah. Ace is down there sometimes.
Yep, that's the place. But I want to make sure that you understand. You cannot be noticed delivering this package. If you think someone might notice, then turn around and go back. Leave the package right next to Airlock 17. It's kind of a little pocket on the side near the floor. Put it there, cover it with this black cloth. Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Good girl. Here's the bag. Now, if you do this successfully, and I'm going to check, believe me, then we'll give you something a little harder to do. Okay?
Wow. Thank you, really. You're not going to tell my mom, are you?
No, we don't need to do that. Think of this as a free trial. You can tell her if you decide that this is what you want. But if you do decide to work for me, and you do go ahead and deliver this package just like I said, then you are going to have to tell her.
Oh.
Bet you were hoping that I would tell her, weren't you?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Here's something, Tithia. Honest. I like that. Here, go buy yourself something.
Thanks.
It's my pleasure, really. Finish the job and I'll be in touch. Go on now.
Okay. Thank you.
Dear, come on now. Pull yourself together. Think. Proc. Maybe Proc can help. Oh, he'll tell Devi, and Devi will tell Mr. Arkell. Okay, who else? Let's get this cleaned up. Get out of here. Get moving.
Party of four. Your table is ready. Just follow Sarah. It's straight ahead.
Regina, may I speak with you?
Sure, Hooks. What can I do for you?
Have you seen Julie?
Julie? She was in the women's restroom earlier today. Since then? No.
Then I need to speak with Adam Shepherd right away. Has he been by? Or should I go to his chapel? Does he live nearby?
Mr. Shepherd is in his room.
His room?
Yes, Hooks. As part of his arrangement with Mr. Arkell, Mr. Shepherd has his own room at the Kingery.
So he lives here?
Yes, in a manner of speaking. He currently has no other residence, if that's what you mean.
Oh, well, all right. Where is it?
Mr. Shepherd's room overlooks the Coffee House Terrace, number 308.
Thank you.
Are you all right, Hooks?
Yes, it's nothing urgent, really.
I see. Have a good day, then.
Yeah, you too. Come on.
Yes? How can I help you?
Mr. Shepherd, my name is Hooks. It's imperative that I speak to you immediately.
Mr. Hooks, you are speaking to me immediately.
Well, yes, sir. I do realize that, but I need to speak to you further, in private.
Things are not as private around here as you might think, Mr. Hooks.
Well, that's just going to have to be a risk I'm going to have to take right now. I don't know where to turn or what to do.
No. It can't be as bad as all that. I've helped many people who have come to me with similar problems, I'm sure. Come in. Have a seat. I was just sitting down to have some tea. Would you like some?
Well, all right.
That's a good start. Staying calm will definitely help things go more smoothly, don't you think?
Well, I suppose. Maybe.
All right. Have a seat. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm not sure how to say this, but you know Mr. Arkell's man, Jawbone?
Yes, I've seen him around the Kingery. He doesn't look like the kind of person you'd want to tangle with.
Yes, exactly. Well, he blames me for something that happened, and, I think because of that, he ran off with Julie.
Who's Julie?
Well, she's one of my employees, one of the maintenance workers, and Jawbone, he just took her.
Against her will?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm fairly sure. He knocked me out, and when I woke up, Julie was gone.
That is abominable. How could Mr. Arkell allow such a thing? We should look into this immediately.
Well, that's the thing. I think he'll kill me if Mr. Arkell finds out. You can't tell him.
No. Of course we shouldn't bother Mr. Arkell with this. I will check on your friend immediately.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Shepherd. You're a good man. Keep me updated, please.
What do you want?
Where's Julie?
Julie? What? She ain't here.
Then where would she be? She was last seen with you, Jawbone.
So? Kingery's a big place. Did you check maintenance? She works there, you know.
Is she hiding somewhere here?
I told you, Shepherd. She ain't here. Get lost. I need a nap. Some people...
Enter. Mr. Shepherd, is there something I can do for you? Is there a maintenance emergency?
Ah, no, Proc. I was looking for Julie. Is she here?
Why, yes. She just returned a few minutes ago. Julie? Hey! Hey, Julie!
What do you need, Proc? Oh, hello, Mr. Shepherd.
Julie, Hooks was very concerned about you. Are you all right?
Huh? Oh... yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I be?
Julie, Hooks told me Jawbone ran off with you. If you need to talk in private...
No. Jawbone just had some lights out on one side of his room. He doesn't know much about electronics. Actually, I think he smashed them. But that's between you and me, okay?
So, nothing happened.
I fixed the lights.
And this had nothing to do with Mr. Arkell.
Mr. Arkell smashed the lights in Jawbone's room?
What? No. Just... never mind. Goodness.
What was that all about?
I don't know.
Airlock 15. Airlock 16. Airlock 17. Excuse me. Sir?
Huh? You talking to me?
Yes. Hi. I'm working on a school paper about airlock decompression and repressurization, and the safety mechanisms behind it. I was wondering if you could show me how you do all of that.
Oh, jeez. I'm really busy.
Please?
All right. Let me check with the super. Wait right here, okay?
Sure. And... here we go.
Hey, kid. My boss said I can't let you in there. I'm sorry. He said the schematics should be in your books, though. It's exactly the same. Honest.
Oh, really? Huh. Well, Can I quote you in my paper, then?
Oh, wow. I mean, sure. I'm James. Yeah, we work hard to make sure all the fail-safes are engaged and there's no power losses to the grid. Honest. But it's just the same as in your book. So, study hard, okay?
Awesome. Thanks.
No problem, kid.
Hey, you can't come in back there. Oh, it's Mr. Shepherd.
Lower your voice.
Ha, and you said you weren't coming back. It was your last time, you said.
Yes, well, I've had a very frustrating morning, and I'd rather not talk about it.
I see. So, one or two this time?
One will be fine.
And would you like...
Female, all right. Female.
Of course. I'll be putting this on Mr. Arkell's tab then, as usual?
Yes.
Very well. Last curtain on the right.
How can I help you, handsome?
Ah, I hadn't expected someone quite so lovely.
Sweet talker, aren't you? Come here.
Wait, do you have everything?
Of course, you have to try this stuff. Makes you feel like you're flying, warm and floaty. You want it now or later?
No. I want to know what it feels like while we're busy.
You're adventurous. We're gonna have a great time, honey. You just wait and see.
I don't have to wait long, do I?
No, not at all. It takes effect pretty fast. Just lay back. Let me take care of everything. How's that?
Nice. You're right. It feels cozy. Floaty.
Come here now. You're gonna feel a lot more than floaty in just a minute.
Come in.
You sent for me?
Tithia. My. You didn't do things my way, Tithia.
But, Mr. Arkell...
Let me finish. Tithia, I have many employees, let's say. And the safety of my employees rests on their complete trust in me. They do what I tell them to do, when I tell them to do it, in the way that I tell them to do it. You understand?
Yes.
No, Tithia, I don't think you do understand. Because if you did, you would have done it exactly the way I said to do it. You did not.
Well, sir, you told me not to be noticed delivering the package. And I was not noticed in the act of delivering the package.
Well, you got me there. And I'll admit, I am impressed with the way you handled yourself. Something about you. A natural honesty. People trust you no matter what. All right, kid, you're in. But listen, the next time you want to be creative, you run it by me first. Got it?
Yes, Mr. Arkell. Tommy.
It's boss from now on, now that you're an employee. Got it?
Yes. Boss.
Good girl. I'll be in touch. Now go finish up that paper on, what was it? Airlock decompression and repressurization. Fascinating subject, as I understand it.
Yes, sir. And thank you. I did it.
Did what?
Asa! You scared me.
I tend to do that. Now, what's all this about?
Oh, nothing. Except... I'm going to treat you to dinner tonight.
Well, isn't that nice? I got nothing to wear.
Oh, stop it. Cafe, then?
Seeing as this is the only place where they won't kick me out, then the cafe it is.
Great, let's go.
I'm a man?
I don't remember. Wait. Maybe in the pockets. Okay. Wallet. That's me. Him. Me. 1427 Ricketson Road. Hey, taxi.
Where to, ma'am?
1427 Ricketson Road.
Very well.
Please?
You got to pay me first.
What? You don't even know how much it's gonna be.
But I know where you came from. The kingery. I've been stiffed by many people coming out of there, and frankly, you are not looking so good.
I have money. I think. See, there. That should be enough.
Oh, very good. All right. Not feelings, you understand, correct?
Yeah, sure. Don't worry about it.
So you had a good time then, eh?
Yeah.
Did you check out SOL? I've heard wild stories, man.
No. I mean, yeah. I must have. Wait. I remember, yeah. Yeah, I was there.
Oh, my goodness. So you were a chick?
Yeah.
Well, that must have been kind of hot.
Yeah, it was.
One of these days, I would very much like to try it out, but it is tough being a cab driver, living on my salary, you know?
Yeah. I know how that is. Look, I'm kind of beat. Do you mind if I sleep for a little bit?
Oh, you very, very bad man. You must have had a wild night. Oh, it's okay. Good man. No, I don't mind. You go ahead. You've got another 20 minutes or so. Easy.
Thanks.
I'm sorry you had to pay me first, okay? You're all right. No hard feelings?
No. No hard feelings.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Okay. Need to get inside. No lock. What's this? Handprint identification. Okay. Retina scan. Wow. This guy's paranoid. I don't suppose I have to wonder if this one's a Lamsey or a Wolsey. Definitely a Wolsey. Wow, this guy must be seriously off his rocker. Or... oh. Handcuffs. Maybe he's a sex criminal? Metropolitan Civil Crimes Unit. Officer M. Roberts. Badge number 0327. Oh, boy.
On the next, the Kingery.
Too much time has passed. Something has gone terribly wrong. There has to be a way to figure out what's happened.
Where have you been? You shouldn't be out so openly on the thoroughfare. One of the boss's boys will see you.
I walked down the thoroughfare, but I couldn't see it anywhere. And I was afraid to go too far from what I remembered.
I know you're pretty tough and all that, but I still don't think you should be here. And you sure shouldn't go to the Kingery itself.
Be sure, your sin will find you out.
I thought you were better than
that. He's been getting plenty of practice.
It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect.
I thought deep inside of you there was something sterling.
Boss, there's someone here to see you. It's a cop.
What can I do for you?
There's a cop missing. His name is Roberts.
I'm sure you already know why any cop would be investigating any of your businesses.
You know, you've always had a titanium brain, lightning quick and about as lethal.
What is it? Still trying to figure me out?
I'm just a businessman.
And I'm a cop.
I'll look into this on my end. See what I can find out.
You wouldn't mind if I continue to look into it myself.
I'm not going to stop you.
When I come back, it'll be to ask you more questions, not to give you answers.
Next time on The Kingery. Only at PendantAudio.com.
As a jewel of gold in a swine's knot, so is a fair woman, which is without discretion.
are you calling me a pig or something?
The Kingery, Episode 5, Stranger, featuring the voice talents of James Rossi as Croc, Catherine Pride as Tithia, Sue Jenkins as Julie, Harry Whittle as Hooks, Chip Joel as Jawbone, Pete Mylan as Tommy Arkell, Jane Parrish as Regina, Michael McCaskill as Adam Shepard, Philip Weber as James, Lexi Rawl as Debbie, Julie Goldstein as the prostitute, Carl Glassmeyer as Asa, Andrew Eckhart as Roberts, and Tom Stitzer as the taxi driver. Written by Susan Bridges. Story by Jeffrey Bridges with Susan Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, Teresa J. McGarry, and Seth Adam Scher. Original music composed by David Alexander McDonald. Directed by Seth Adam Scher. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2007 Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Jeffrey Bridges, Susan Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2007 Pendant Productions. For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.